사랑하는 성도 여러분, 지난 시간에는 우리가 기도해야 하는 이유 네 가지를 말씀드렸습니다.
Dear brothers and sisters, last week we looked at the four reasons for prayer. Today, I'll be preaching the remaining reasons for prayer and look into the kind of prayer that pleases God. First, let's summarize last week's sermon. The first reason for prayer is to accomplish God's kingdom and His righteousness. As saved children of God, it should be natural for us to pray for the expansion of God's kingdom, along with accomplishing God's works such as saving souls, revivals, and construction of the new sanctuary. God's kingdom and His... You may wonder, God can do all things by Himself, but His will and plans have to be accomplished on this earth. To be accomplished on this earth, we have to pray and show faithfulness. And when we do so, we can receive rewards. God created all things in the... But if He does all things by Himself, what can we do? And why does He have to cultivate human beings? God's workers, they have to pray and act, then God's kingdom will be expanded and His works will be accomplished. The second was to pray for our souls to prosper. Even if we received the Holy Spirit and had our spirit come back to life, we need to pray to receive strength for our spirit to grow day by day. The enemy, devil, and Satan tries to control people and make them commit sins and turn them away from God. In order to win against the forces of darkness, we must pray. Moreover, we are to cast off sins and evil. If we are to cast off sins and evil, we have to pray. Even though we received grace and made a resolution, if we don't pray, we can neither guard ourselves nor get rid of our sins to the point of shedding blood. It's important to always stay alert and pray. The third was to pray to not fall into temptation. The flesh, the secular world, and untruth infiltrate. When you stop praying, you fall into sin and cannot receive protection from God, which is when the enemy devil brings us tests. But if you stay on alert and pray, you can prevent the imminent tests in advance. Even if you face tests, you'll be able to quickly overcome them. The fourth reason was to acknowledge and entrust all things to God and pray to receive everything from above. God's children can receive answers to everything they need in this world through prayer. You shouldn't misunderstand. Don't be mistaken here. Just because you pray, God will give you no matter what. If you pray, you have to go out and work hard, and then Father God will give you strength and wisdom, and He will allow us to become the head. Of course, we have to show efforts. You have to show such deeds. When we move God's heart through prayer, all our deeds can bear more abundant fruits and more abundant blessings. What we have to remember is that Father God knows He is capable of answering all our physical needs. He is the one we have to remember. You may wonder, could God solve this problem? I don't have much knowledge. I want to do great things. Even after you become an adult, there are people who try to study even after becoming an adult. Out in the world, they study and make efforts and bear fruits. But even though they make efforts, that doesn't guarantee the outcome. But in God, when we pray, when we show these, we can have results and we can have more better results by prayer. God, you believe that God can resolve your problems, but if you just...
If
But if a fervent believer who is always on alert and praying makes a request before God regarding a difficult situation, God will respond quickly. Let's continue on the reasons for prayer. Fifth, we must pray to continuously be filled with the Holy Spirit. When we don't pray, we lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Gradually, our communication with God ceases, and the Holy Spirit can even be extinguished. Earlier, there are people who just pray. I told you that if you pray constantly, no matter what kind of problem you meet, when you pray, you can receive answers quickly. Because they prayed constantly, they can receive quick answers. Prayer is the prayer maintains a relationship, father and relationship, father and son relationship with God. Let's say parent and children don't talk anymore. It's a big problem. Children don't act the way their parents want them to act, and they don't dare do their duties, and their parents continue to rebuke them, scold them, and the children don't want to listen to them. They keep their mouth shut. They keep their mouth. So the relationship gets worse and worse. And then when you meet a big problem, when the children meet a big problem, and then because their parents are also upset, their parents might not want to resolve their children's problem. But if children and parents have a good relationship, children would ask something to hit their parents, and parents would resolve their problems quickly. Likewise, prayer is the... So we stay close to God. But if we don't pray and aren't filled with the Holy Spirit, we won't have the strength to overcome any trials. We will also lose the strength to fight against sins. Without prayer, we cannot... Those who stay on alert and pray, even when they meet tests, they have the strength to overcome them. And Father God provides a way for us to avoid. But if you don't pray, if you haven't constantly prayed, you cannot realize your situation even when the test comes, and when you fall down, you have no strength to get back on your feet, and you don't have the strength to fight against sins. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is the driving force in doing all spiritual work. If you get the inspiration and the fullness of the Holy Spirit through fervent prayer, you can be empowered by God to accomplish even what is impossible by man. The enemy, devil, and Satan dare not do anything. Even if you are a new believer, you may say, I lack knowledge. No. Once you receive the strength from God, whatever you hear and see something, you have awakening, and you keep that awakening in your mind. And with God's wisdom from above, you can apply that wisdom in other things, and you can do outstanding work. Even out in the world, you can stand out. In order to do that, you have to pray. Even if you are a new believer, every prayer can be answered when you have the inspiration and the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Sixth, we must pray to communicate with God, hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, and receive His guidance. The Bible says, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. In other words, we can receive answers, communicate with God, and learn great and mysterious things that we didn't know before when we cried out to God in prayer. As for the biblical figures, because they prayed to God, they were able to see visions, receive revelations, and even foresee the future clearly. When Prophet Daniel fasted and prayed, God sent a messenger to inform him of the future. Apostle John prayed constantly on the island of Patmos and was able to receive revelation from the Lord. only when we pray like this can we communicate clearly with God as well. If we are children of God, we have to communicate with God the Father through prayer. As a child of God who has received the Holy Spirit, it's only natural for us to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and receive guidance. Of course, the more you cultivate your heart with the truth, the more you can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. But you need to pray and be filled up with the Holy Spirit to clearly hear the voice controlling the heart of truth and receive guidance. If you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, you must obey that voice to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Though the Holy Spirit inspires your heart, you cannot prosper under the guidance of the Holy Spirit if you don't obey. In order to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit and receive guidance, you have to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit. When filled with the Holy Spirit, you can obey more easily. In your Christian life, it's important to reflect on your Christian life. When I was able to change myself quickly, I used to have these old habits. Adult members, they used to drink, but after they came to church, in another church, they couldn't stop drinking, but after they came to the church, they experienced the fullness of the Holy Spirit, so they were able to stop drinking. This is a big deal. It was possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. That means they received the fullness of the Holy Spirit. That's why it was possible. Other people have a hot temper, but they cast off much of their hot temper. They as they reflect on their Christian life, when they prayed without ceasing and they made efforts, that's how they could cast up such things. You can have such an awakening. You can make a resolution again and do things. Sinful natures are not just one or two. It's like peeling off an onion. Peeling off an onion can be likened to a sanctification process. We have to peel the onion one by one. We have such layers of the forms of evil. But if you just don't do anything, you can, as you reflect on yourself, there were times you root out such major roots of sins. It was when you pray and fervently and with the fasting, so you have to pray without ceasing and achieve more perfect sanctification. Seventh, we must pray to shatter our fleshly thoughts and obey. Romans chapter 8 verse 7 says, "The mindset on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so." Even if you have fleshly thoughts, you cannot obey God's will. You insist on your thoughts and theories. You insist on your thoughts and theories. When things don't fit according to your perspectives, you involve your fleshly thoughts, and you act according to your personal interests. God's work is about creating something out of nothing. For His work to happen, we need to obey what cannot be obeyed. Indeed, if you don't pray, true obedience cannot be displayed. Sometimes you fail to obey even when you have to obey naturally, because you lack the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You continue to have fleshly thoughts. So, or even though you intend to pray, you may do absurd things in your own thoughts and act in ways contrary to God's will. It's important to pray fervently in order to cast off fleshly thoughts and obey with yes and amen, even in situations where obedience is difficult. Through such prayer, you don't obey grudgingly, but demonstrate spiritual obedience by which you obey from your heart amidst life and peace. As written in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Dear brothers and sisters, last week and this week, we looked at the seven reasons for prayer. As we are living in this world, ruled by the darkness, we must pray unceasingly until the day Lord returns in order to fight against and defeat the darkness, fulfill God's will, and expand God's kingdom. Through today's message, may you clearly understand the reasons and purposes of prayer, continuously check yourself, and pray without ceasing. It's important to know how to offer prayers that are pleasing to God. You may wonder if there are some prayers that God is and isn't pleased with. Even in human interactions, there are polite conversations and moving speeches. There are also times when people's words hurt others. It's important to understand that the heart and postures in prayer and how pleased God is with the prayer content differs from person to person. When you offer God-pleasing prayers that move God's heart, you can receive answers quickly. So, when we pray, we need to clearly understand God's will and offer up God-pleasing prayers. We can delve into the kinds of prayer that is pleasing to God by seeing how the pioneers of faith in the Bible prayed before God. Today's passage focuses on the way Jesus prayed, as the Son of God, Jesus knew God's will the best out of anyone. We can easily understand God's will if we look at the way Jesus prayed before God. We can easily understand the purpose of the Bible, having recorded Jesus' prayer in detail, is to show what God-pleasing prayer looks like. Centering on today's Bible passage, let's look into the kind of prayer that are pleasing to God. Dear brothers and sisters, the first kind of prayer that God desires is for us to pray habitually. In verse 39 of today's passage, it shows us how Jesus went to the Mount of Olives to pray as was his custom. Many of our fathers of faith, as well as Jesus, prayed habitually. Praying habitually is exemplified in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, which says that Daniel prayed three times a day towards Jerusalem, and in Acts chapter 3, verse 1, which tells us that Jesus' apostles, Peter and John, prayed at specific times. So why should we pray habitually like this? Let me compare this to how the human body works. Our body maintains health when we regularly consume nutrients. It provides energy for all activities and helps the body's metabolism to function. Young people, young men, they don't know the importance of regular meals because they're young, because they're still young, because even though they eat as they please, even though they follow a regular diet, they don't know the importance of regular diet, so they end up eating bad things and ruin their health. They don't know it right away. But adult members, they know the importance of this. But it may be late because their stomach is already ruined, their intestines are ruined. Once the bad habit is ingrained in your body, it cannot be fixed quickly. The same goes for prayer. Praying is also, even though you want to pray, you want to be in the habit of praying, it may not be easy. So this is like the importance of prayer. Just as The same goes for prayer. People, after they take a break from praying, they just come to church on Sundays and they don't have no problems and they have misconception. But once they have a big problem and they begin to hang on to God, but they cannot receive an answer. Because they live as they please without praying, so they get stricken with the big health issues. Other people receive answers quickly, but they don't receive answers quickly. And they wonder why God is not answering them. Because they didn't pray, they created a wall of sin before God. And even when they pray, they cannot receive an answer. If you... But what happens if you ignore this and frequently skip meals and have an irregular diet? It damages the stomach and makes the body's metabolism slow down, affecting the digestive system. This can also cause the body to weaken. It can then lead to a weakened immune system and make the body more susceptible to illness. You could get stricken with various diseases or even lose your life. The same goes for prayer. Prayer allows us to receive spiritual strength from God. Just as we regularly eat to give the body physical strength and energy, we need to habitually pray to ensure that the spiritual strength is continuously supplied. If you don't pray habitually, grace and power from God cannot be given, so you can lose the fullness of the Holy Spirit and feel afflicted. Since you cannot guard your heart, you easily succumb to temptations of sin. As you come across tests and trials, you just stumble. This is why Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, keep watching and praying that you may not enter into temptation. But many Christians only pray if they feel like it, and don't pray if they don't feel like it. You can see people praying when they are full of the Holy Spirit and not praying when they are tired or weary. Some pray when they are happy and grateful, but don't pray during tests or difficulties as they become discouraged and lost strength. Other believers don't usually pray, but only make an effort when they are faced with tests or difficulties. But if you continue to pray on a daily basis, God helps you overcome any tests that they may arise. God helps you overcome any test that may arrive. You can clearly discern God's will and not be deceived by Satan, even if you face tests as you've accumulated spiritual strength. God's will for His beloved children is to receive His power and overcome darkness in the world by praying without ceasing, no matter the circumstances. Only then can we look to the crown of righteousness and make a confession, which is written in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. May everyone listening to this message pray habitually without ceasing. If you are a novice believer, prayer can become a habit as you first set aside some time to pray continually. Then the amount of prayer can also increase. When you habitually pray like this, you can communicate with God and live a prosperous life. The second kind of prayer that God desires is for us to kneel down in prayer. Verse 41 of today's passage records a scene where Jesus knelt down and prayed. It's only natural for people to humbly kneel. It's only natural for people to humbly kneel and pray before the Almighty Father. Another reason to kneel during prayer is that we can make our heart centered and focused and pray more fervently before God. Think about this. If you pray in disorderly posture, if you study in disorderly posture, if you play sports in disorderly posture, everything starts from your posture. When you play the piano, the pianist teach you to play the piano in right posture. When you study, when you play sports, you need to have a right posture. When you see, and when you feel tired, you are like this, and you fall into disorderly posture, and you lose your concentration. The same goes for prayer. You have to be in a right posture and focus yourself. Nowadays, years ago, we used to sit down. Mostly we sit down on the floor, but nowadays we have chairs, so it will be a little bit awkward to kneel down. But you know, you can do that. When you pray, you can also, if we look at the Bible, we can see the evidences of our fathers of faith who loved and feared God always, kneeling down in prayer. In Acts chapter 7 verse 60, we find Deacon Stephen praying earnestly on bended knee, even as he was being stoned to death. Acts chapter 20 verse 36 records Apostle Paul kneeling with people and praying, and in 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 54, we see King Solomon doing the same. People who truly loved God, despite being of high royal status or facing imminent death, knelt down and prayed according to God's will. Though there are situations where you simply cannot kneel down and pray, you have to kneel whenever possible. But that doesn't mean overdoing it from the beginning. It's important to practice kneeling and praying in stages. When you kneel down first, you will find it difficult to still sit on your bended knees even for 5 minutes. And you have a cramped, and you try to sit on a chair, and then the time increases. The time of kneeling down, being able to kneel down increases. You can train yourself like that. Let's say you just you can gradually increase the time. May you all tidy up yourselves and kneel down with a humble heart when you pray, thereby enjoying God's great answers and blessings. The rest of the message will be delivered next week, and we looked at, so I hope that you remember the points and apply it in your prayer life. Hallelujah, Almighty God, our loving Father. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, and tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away, light come. Please scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of all dementia, all the mental diseases go away, all the paralysis go away. Let them get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well, let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves and tissues and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, the voice of Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, and the evil forces of heavenly places and their servants go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false and deceitful spirits, separating spirits, all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, go away. Light, come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them enthusiasm and fervent to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink, or whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying you, Father God. Let him be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.